A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, September 30th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Gibbs Dube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
On Live Talk this evening, we are talking about fuel price increases as President Emmerson Mnangagwa prepares to present the State of the Nation address.
And to join this discussion, you can phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And you can also reach us on the internet if you want to listen to our English, www.voazimbabwe.com. For Shona, www.voashona.com. And for Ndebele, www.voandebele.com.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the economic situation in Zimbabwe.
And as Zimbabwe today increased the fuel prices amid an economic crisis that is forcing many people to live from hand to mouth. The Zimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority increased the price of petroleum from $11.55 to $11.76. It also increased the price of diesel from $12.08 to $12.42.
Many people fear that the fuel price increases will result in the instant price increases of basic goods that will make it more difficult for them to buy goods like bread and others. Fuel prices have been going up almost on a weekly basis in Zimbabwe due to the declining value of the local currency.
All this comes at a time when President Emmerson Mnangagwa is set to present the State of the Nation address tomorrow. MDC members of Parliament of the MDC, led by Nelson Chamisa, gave Mnangagwa a torrid time in the last State of the Nation address. The party says Mnangagwa is not the legitimate president of Zimbabwe.
Ibambe zulukanda balingalinjani lapheli tshona khona kona ngapho endaweni yesGNA zomhlaba. Namhla ke ku VOA Studio 7 Live Talk sixoxa ke ngokuthi ke umthelo wefuel usukhuphuliwe futhi nguhulumende weZimbabwe. Siyabona ukuthi ke iprice yepetrol ikhuphulwe kusukela ku $11.55 yaya ku $11.76. Kube sokusiba ke idiesel isuka ku $12.08 yaya ku $12.42. Abantu abaningi ke bayisaba ukuthi njengoba khona kusokwenzakele sokuyaphinda njalo emhlolweni ukuthi ke amafutha ezimota, amafutha lokunye kutshiyeneyo kunokokupheka ezindlini kukhuphuke njalo nje. So siyabona ukuthi abantu abaningi bathi bathwele nzima kwamanje ngokuthenga impahla etshiyeneyo. Sikhuluma nje kusasa umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukhangelelwe ukuthi uyakwethula lokho kubizwa kuthiwa yi-State of the Nation address. Siyakhumbula eyanyaka enye kukhanya ngazani babe mhoza sibili ekwenze khonokho, njalo abanye ke abazange behambe ku-State of the Nation address abe-MTC besithi phela umongameli lo bathi kayisuye wakhethwa ngemfanelo kwele Zimbabwe. Yes, so sixoxele ngalokho. Sicela ukuthi nxa lisilandela ke kukhasi lethu le-VOA Ndebele lifake ke khonapho ke inombolo zenu ukuze silifonele. Njalo la ku-VOA Shona kuzobuya le-VOA Studio 7 lifake ke imlayezelo yenu, njalo lifake le nombolo zenu salifonela khona manje. Siyabonga.
Aiwa, kunewo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa, tinokuchingamidzaiwo pano paFacebook page yedu yeVOA Shona. Nasi tiri kutarisa isu zviri kuitika munyika apo nasi taona mutengo wemafuta uchikwira. Taona mutengo wepeturu uchikwira, mutengo wedizeri uchikwira. Uyezve mangwana mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vari kutarisirwa ivo kunge vari kuita State of the Nation address mangwana ekutarisa kuvachitaura kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei munyika. Tiri kunzwa zvakare kuti vadare veMDC inotungamirwa navaNelson Chamisa parizvino vari kuti ivo pane zvavari kuda kuona kuti vangaita sei mangwana sezvo vasiri kufara nemafambiro ari kuita zvinhu munyika. Saka kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tinokuchingamidzai, uyezve kune avo vachangobva kutiona ipo pano paFacebook page yedu yeVOA Shona tinokukwazisai. Kana muchida kuti titaure nemi pachirongwa, nyorai nhamba dzenyu. Makanyora zvakare macode numbers enyu kuitira kuti tikwanise kunge tichikurukura nemi. Tembi Maravanyika ari kuti kuti evening studio 7 munoda wafa muchanyo akuti maswera sei zvenyu vana sisima V Courtney Mepi Courtney top fenedo akuti happy birthday sisima V mavakuva varirawo kusvika pamangani handizosviki pazana asi aiwa tinotenda mwari tinokutenda ii top fan yedu Austin Zapasi arikuti ticha hanzi tichachova mabhasikoro gwendo guno hanzi nekukwira kuri kuita peturu nedizili gwendo guno tichachova mabhasikoro Johannes Kosa Masowe ari pano ari kuti kwazisa Patricia Sibanda Burawa ari kuti maswera seiko vakoma mavhi na mkoma wande havapo asi ndina mkoma Gibbs ipo pano saka
I think I'm happy that I'm looking like wande
I don't know yeah. Asi happy birthday vakoma aiwa tinokutenda Simeon Banda handi Maneru pa Studio 7 munoda wafa muchanyo ari kuti happy birthday sister Marvelous wishing you many more years to come aiwa tinotenda Gibbs.
We've got our first guest, and that is Mr. Michael Ndiweni. He's an independent political and economic commentator. He's based in Bulawayo. Mr. Ndiweni, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gibbs.
Yeah, so can you give us your take on the fuel increases today?
Yeah, there's a crisis. So right now, I am at one of the pickup points. And these guys have increased in fares to $4 as I speak right now.
Mm-hmm.
So people are getting stranded. If you're prepared for a $2 trip, now you need to look for another $2. So it's really bad. I mean, it's really bad.
So now looking at the situation as you're describing it right now, how difficult is all this when these fuel increases are going up every Monday?
And like I said, it's difficult because I think it's not only the fuel, even the price of basic commodities are skyrocketing every day. And what does that mean to a person? People will not eat. I'll just use the word like people are now eating like dogs. They have one meal. The dogs that we keep sometimes, we feed them once a day. I think we're now likened to dogs. I mean, very, very painful situation that people are going through right now. And seemingly these prices are going up almost every week. Every week they are just going to fuel. And people are being thrown to poverty almost every day.
Yeah,
so it's really a very, very, very painful situation.
Yeah, ngasikhangela ngesindebele sibili ngasikhangela khonapho lapho khona baba ndiweni sizokuthi akade umelo kade umchova akusithethe umchova buyimalini njalo khona ukuthi kukhuphuke intengo yamafuta ezimota kuaffecte kangakanani khona.
Yeah, abantu abanye sirespend lapho ngathi abantu bebuya besibagada ama-$2 sotshela ama-$4 ngenkathi esizweni semchoveni ngapha bengimile nje ngizomkhathi omunye umuntu okade siya kwenye indawo afike bathi wafuna $4 nxa engafuni asale emile nxa engafuni asale emile abantu abasela choice sumele bathi imali bangezelele bagade kodwa kusho ukuthi abantu lokhu bejikelwa ebunzimeni usebesidla nzima ngoba angela ukuthi intengo ayikhweli kuphela kufile ikhwela le kudla okuthenga ezitolo so kunzima kakhulu kipi sebantwini xa sikhuluma nje kuyo.
Ye, siyakuza kakhulu-ke ngithemba ukuthi uMavela sengxa ufuna ukukhuluma lawe kodwa kufana
tiri kunzwa muri kutaura imi kuti pamuri ipapo matowana mitengo yemichovha ichikwira titsananguroiwo kuti zviri kufamba sei.
Ye, which language can I call
him? Yeah, I think he's not comfortable with Shona.
No, that's fine. So let me read some of the comments. Courtney, maybe Courtney, Arusi, please, and if one rei, Kolomani Masaka, Arusi, Murisei, because it's my very what rewardy. Fraser, Chicks, Nathan, Arusi, good evening, fellows all around the globe. I'm watching you live all the way from Johannesburg. Backup, Michael Wesa, Arusi, happy birthday, Tetevangu, my very what notenda. And Rukona, Auntie Hilda Nkomo, happy birthday, my dear. My number is Nova Vesa number. Shesene code number, yavo aiwati chakufone rei kuti mpinde mchirongwa. Kuna wachango vaku pinda mchirongwa. Tributari saisu nekukwira kurukura mba kuchita mitengo. Ye peturu ne diziri. Vangu varu kuchema chema Parisi no vashitoti. Kwa varu kugara ikoko apo vayeza kutifachienda kumusha kana kudzimba kwa avo nasi. Vachiva kumadzi kubasa. Vava vaonkwa yevo michova ya kwira. Saka uyai pachirongwa. chirongwa tichionesana kuti muri kuona sei zviri kuitika izvi uyezve mangwana tiri kutarisira kuti mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vachange vari kutaura ivo mamiriro akaita zvino munyika saka pindai muchirongwa tionesane.
So now Mr. Ndweni, tell us a bit about the state of the nation address. Does it have any impact in terms of Zimbabweans' lives, you know, like you as an individual, what will it mean tomorrow?
Yeah, the state of the nation address for me, I am not expecting any surprises. Why I say so? Because I think we've been so good in rhetoric than action. So my thinking is that nothing new will be said, but there will be a lip service on corruption, lip service on reviving the health sector, lip service on dealing with the NH crisis, and even lip service on fuel, and so it will be promises after promise, but I think we take action because for me, really, it's almost a year after elections now. Actually, it's a year and a few months after elections. We should be seeing meaningful, concrete action from government. But this government has been promising, and people are every day are falling into poverty. Every day, people are thrown into poverty. So for me, really, I'm not expecting any surprises from the sauna. So for me, it would be just the usual routine event that will come and pass.
No,
I think we could have done drastic, action if we're serious about dealing with the economy. But I think as things stand right now, you see people are really suffering.
Yes, okay. Hold on there. I know that you wanted to be here for only 10 minutes. We'll take a caller, okay, then come back to you very shortly.
Okay.
Hello, Mkoma.
Hey, Magalisi Zimave.
Tiri wadi, tukuta wana nani uyeje muri kupi?
Na Mkoma patifoni Zimbabwe, mashonana zaendela kubindura.
Kwa kadi kubindura uko?
Bindura kuri nani na amo chesu.
Ai, wataura iti nzwe Mkoma. Kwa kamira seipanya iyo iye kukwira kwe mafuta ni zimu.
Isusu kuno kufio ita $13 papamba. Papamba pasha hapana patiri ita 13. Nyambe ngeri pongwa di hili kile fayapela. Kaka hili kutuwa nika makoro njera. Makoronye machiri ita $85 5 liters. Kaka uona kuti zinda kutawa zintunga mire njika mamwana asishandi. Because hapana chaka hindi ya tika tosaka papa yiku kwa kadri. Samisina wanu waifana wapa vichemu. Waka mbude kwa sotu watawuri. Atina zinyangu kwa sikuta ureo, bozi nyanu tukuta ureo, deuta ataka famba saka naka, ataka kumati, chila katambi kwa saka naka. Toso, wanufuwa na utopu kwa nsota ureo, yu wachitinye pera, tripuno zeni tukuta mbandamu, zifeta mpumira mbushi. Sekuti, zanga saa kudogo, tiba nawe Zimbabwe, tibatani. Sino ziondoka, ino tuparaza. Iko zifaro hondi, wano ugarika. Saka, isu takaramba, taka shikota aiwa. Chanaka, mwari ya anapaka kuburu kaji sikuno mnira bachita wa sikununura. Antu tununura mungu isusu tabata.
Saka shunisha kadai.
Isusu teka, tiziyeba lumire tumbo siyane sima patu. Kutu sima patu tunia sozota azichasha hata mzibabu. Chango njiwa dechoto isisi msoro pamele. Ndi disu kufani zara. Niyo vashiku wa itawara sozo. Niyo vashitawara. Tenshi wali jokuno kumayo kumusha unu. Kuzo wafane kumusha unu watina mzeta ya futira sambeni. Takaposha njisiko ni mama futisa ya ujiangi ya kushe ziranga hapa kupu. Sakato ni samatu ni isa kuno hatina mwe futira tata nita na hindi kunye peru.
Saka Parisi no.
Saka wate kuzo bali pala mwishita sambeni. Tinopo wadzi ya suri tariki kwa munu mwishe za umu wazenga istawara ara Joseph Chuma. Kata fazo mkwada. Tinoto tita asha zubia taka saka na parodika. Kwa shiti kumashimisha unwa ni hili tinoa ukunza sushuwa ni asha zati nazo.
Kutu mbotari rajinu mjitoro.
Hizo njika zekunza hizi azupani soo hile kumbosa mtongo. Nika zime njika tinotuwa chituwa na wapuwa mtongo. Masu tongo wane ima ya international criminal court. Inya zekuwa bisa wani. Pati kwa hizi mbabu ya kazi njika wani njika wani chukisha saka njika zutuwa nga fatore kiyo wani.
Kutombotarira kukwira kwezvinhu muzvitoro zvakamira sei parizvino zvichitevera kukwira kwaita mafuta.
Bare sipo riri $20 kana ndisingakanganise mafuta ari pa $45 2 liters. Kana ndisingakanganise sugar iri kuita $27. Saka moona kuti unotenga unotengei unongochisenzira mari KG yenyama iri kuita $40. Unengoonewa na 4 na 5. Unotenga nyama imari hapana chaunotenga munyama itatongorarama nematemba ari kupimwa mukagaba keyo kugadika yanzi ukaziya ndiwo ari kari kupimwa kukaikaruta $6 saka upenyu hwacho ndinenge ndichitambira mari pazuva
kupane vamwe vari kutaura nyaya ye
ameno
tumboonaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaa taura kwa kawanda nasi pamusoro
peshopisha but mashopisha arikusenza maikukesha kuti 40% chinda watenda chika chika 40%
aiwa tinokutenda yanzvadzi
eh saka mena kuti akurama kwachena wo beno kuti zvizvino bada zvaukungoroti tinoita zvimitoro dzinenyika sautomoti zvenyika dzekunzi dzatibatsira nekumboranga varuma vaziva kuti havatonge vege kuna umwe anotonga
aiwa tinokutenda yanzvadzi muve nezuva rakanaka
wadi pane vana mufarirwa bichana pamasekondi
aiwa
tine kuti zvirango zvavanotichembera kwatira kuti zvirango isusa atogara zvedu kumusha hatina kufunda asi zvirango zvavanotaura izvi zvakanzi targeti sanctioni hazvina kunzi Zimbabwe zvine matageti evanhu kuroa kuti munhu ane sanctioni akamiswa basa nyika ende mberi ingana mugaba akadzingwa nakasungurira kwana masanctioni vanini Zimbabwe yakaramba ichirani ko ivo vanhu vachari masanctioni dzavabvise kana vati vari kurai nyika hakuna vamwe vanhu vakafunda vakwanisa kupinda mabasa iroro.
Aiwa tinotenda hanzvadzi mabva mati gagaga muve nezuva rakanaka. Gibbs, we're hearing there, yes. Our caller is saying that he's very upset, he's in Bindura, but he says where he is actually petrol, yeah, it's going up to $13, and he says people have now resorted to just having like ration, you know, like matemba. I'm not sure what matemba is called, you know, the little fish.
Yeah, it's matemba even.
Yeah, matemba. He's saying that people are buying in a little can, like a yogurt can. So he's saying he just feels like tomorrow the state of the nation, the president will just pay lip service, like what our guest was saying, because he says he doesn't see anything coming out of whatever it is that the president is planning to say tomorrow.
And he was saying that a 5 liter of fuel is $85, right?
On the, he says on the black market. Yes. So, you know, very, yeah. I don't know how people are coping, Gibbs, you know.
It's tough, man.
Yeah.
So let's bid farewell to Mr. Michael Ndiweni. Mr. Michael Ndiweni, 30 seconds. Can you say your last words, sir?
Thanks, Gibbs. My prayer is that a miracle could happen tomorrow. Maybe the president says something that, and then there's action the next hour. That's what I'm praying for. But from what we've seen, I'm not hopeful, but I just pray that something drastic happens tomorrow that we deal with the people that are facing, that are faced by citizens of this country.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndiweni, and have a nice day. So okay. I think we've got Hilda Nkomo.
Yeah, regate tore. Auntie Hilda Nkomo, tunokuchingamidzai. Hello? Auntie Hilda Nkomo?
Hello?
Ehe, taurai yenyu tinzwe.
I'm so stressed up this month. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. It comes at a very stressful time for everybody at the moment.
It's so stressful. I'm here overseas in the UK. But my problem is, when we are facing the situation in Zimbabwe, it's so challenging. At the moment, the fuel is going up every day. Food, all basics are going up. How are the people surviving, yet they are underpaid? No one is getting $1,000 of those bond notes a month. And I don't know how they sacrifice, how they survive with families, no matter a family or no family. And after all, most of the people in Zimbabwe, they are renting. And I heard, you know, when people are just saying their things, gossiping, they come to make the truth. People are paying now, most of the landlords, they are asking for U.S. dollars. And the government is saying they don't want U.S. dollars in the country. And people are still struggling, you know. I don't blame anyone now, like the country has got 3/4 of the population thieves. How are they going to survive? We can blame them, but, you know, this country has pushed us, all the nations, to do things which are not necessary. And I heard that the president is going to have a speech tomorrow. If it was me, the only thing he was going to do is just to face the reality, just to say, I'm offering my resignation. Because now it's really tough. I don't think it's going anywhere. from year 2017 up to today, he's still walking, traveling all over the world, but he's not bringing anything. The basket is being brought empty.
Aiwa, mashoko makukutu, anti udamongoti gaga, neshona mozo, tawara na Gibbs Ndebele.
All right. Ninja, ni mkoma Gibbs.
Yes, ya pila wakulu ye mama. Akuchu kutu wenubwana njano kwenza gala kuna wale Zimbabwe.
Napa wenza gala e Zimbabwe kusisuhu shungu. Kia katalisa, uyakwa kutiti na singa hapa kia sebenza. Kia badalwa, okufaneleyo, okuenelengo, okusebenzele. But unakangela tina esile mbule Zimbabwe, haba zaadi, ama extended families, haba nyabantu anakona ngale. Kundi, imare, kibazuzukuja during the month. Imali zakona vela zikulumeki. Ngoba kongo kujiwayo nga ufuni singwa katesu bati $10, $11 somewhere. Ichukela yongi ndo amafuta konge inyama katesu ma ufuni singwa. Ikilo it's about 28 to 29. Uyabude malini ukuthi wanele ukuthi uenele ukuthi abantu baje. Kumbe uwe na bangwe mzini. Uza wa zondela. No mchu uti angiku enji. Uwa kumzima.
Yes, ya uza wakulu. Yes, ya uza wakulu.
Kuma kangele si beje na kikesi. Nibe kangele kwenye documentary. Abantu vaya kala ezi beje na vaya fa. Akula marima lezi vizwayo. As kwa nisegi. Minuwa bawa minkulumanje. O kwa nguvo nile. Noto kwa uchelo. Nibe nse harare hospital. Uwa bawa minkula. Every tablet, everything, ama drip sikonge, sube siku tenga nge mali. Maza kuchelu kuti, kabaka mbegu skani. Iskani ngatata kuya tuwa, badalani disk. Idiski ya kona, kumeliye pleo somewhere not in the hospital. Ende, kumeliye badala. Kuzisu mshungu shua.
Yes, ya kuzwa nito mendala, spoke kakulu, mbakula mantuma nenga, sio ngele, lapa kutlelo, unga chila loksasa mama. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, dear. So we've got Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya, an independent political commentator, and Mr. Joseph Chuma, a ZANU-PF member. We'll start with you, Mr. Joseph Chuma. We see that fuel prices have been going up every week. In 1 minute, what can you say about that, Mr. Chuma?
Good evening, Gibbs. How are you?
Thank you so much.
Yes, what we're not putting into perspective is the issue of our moving away from the US dollar to our local currency, the Zim dollar. So we are still under a play of realignment of the rate itself. Mm-hmm. As we know, it once ballooned to over 1:23, almost 1:25, and then because of the freezing of accounts, it came down to about 1:17, 1:15. And now this echo case thing, it might even go a bit further down. But what we need to realize that when we say the fuel price has gone up, we're saying it's gone up to probably say $12 or $11 per liter, which is the Zim dollar component. And if we convert that into the US dollar, you discover that we're still below $1 US. So really, figuratively speaking, it is really unfair to say that things have really, really gone up. Like, for example, if you say bread is $9, at the current rate now of 1:16, it means that bread is less than a dollar, yes, like real US dollar that you use in America or anywhere else. So if we look at it that way, and then we begin to see another way of reasoning things out of this, what we need to be speaking about is saying, why are we not yet aligning our earnings according to this rating that we actually have? If somebody, say, in a supermarket is earning $300, that was US dollars, why are they not then saying $300 multiplied by the current rate, which is 1:16, then you get the actual money that they're supposed to earn now in the Zimbabwe dollar context? And then that way, things will start making sense.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Chuma. Let's bring in Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya. Baba Ngwenya, akumpendule khona phanga mafutshane. Kulomunye umuntu obambile khona ecingweni. Ye, qhubeka baba.
Yeah, very fast. Now you see us better ukuthi vele abantu bezana phela bazadinga nje isizathu sokuba belokhu beqhafisa. ziyathengisela nje ukuthi abakavumi ukuthi uhulumende wabo lo uyehluleka. Akulalizwe lingakhwela iphetho iviki laviki lokhu kwela iphetho ukuthi kubele kuyatshengisela ukuthi kabakaqoqi kuhle ukubusa kwabehlula.
Ye, so ke sizokuthatha silo muntu ecingweni lapha-ke ungabe kumbani.
Aiwa, tinokuchingamidza yini nemufaro siTabitha Manyoni. Hello.
Hello, Mritei.
Aiwa, tiri wadi, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ah, tongoti angachiti happy birthday.
Aiwa, tinotenda.
Ah, chokoti, zvinhu zvakaoma kunyika kunoku, marwadzo chaiwo.
Chii chiri kuitika?
Sepamutengo apa tizoti zvichagumira nekupi kozi zviramba zvichingokwira every day praze unoona nhasi asi uye unozoona iriko mangwana zvee zvatochinja saka zvinhu zvacho zviri kurwadza zvokuti mari checho haichatombokwani pamwe bete pamwe nzi tapuwa ma 70 million bond pamwe ndoti zvingatoite kozi mari ati kupuwa ma 600 yazuda checho yangokwana kutenga lofrech imwe nejoli zvatovharana.
Saka tiri kuona nhasi tanzwa kuti mutengo wemafuta ekufambisa wakwira. Ko zvimwe zvakadai semichovha zviri kufamba sei? Tambotaura nevamwe kuBulawayo vachiti pavanga vava kudzokera kumba nhasi vatowanikwa ivo vachitadza kuti vatore muchovha nekuti wakwira.
Vanototofia vakakwira otokwira. Isusu keduwo vanombotiwo $3 kana zvipinda mutown kudzokawo kunenge wakunzi 4-5. Saka ino nhasi pandapinda mutown ndichida kutsvaga keshi ndakwira hangu ne4 pakudzoka ndopana ndi $5. Saka vanongoti tikuitifambirana nezviri kuitika munyika ndizvovo mafambisiro avanozviita.
Kana muchiti ma muri kutsvaga keshi inotsvagwa kupi keshi?
Anana mutown unotsvaga keshi kune vanopa vemichael cash vanoti makeshi out evanhu ndokungana ndanotsvaga kuti ndiwano keshi but kwese natendera toni yese ndaishayiwa kesha chingonzi hatina saka ndobva ndazopatsira ndizongodzoka kozi vevova vekutaa ndiwanombopo keshi saka navanhu vachovesamwa chingoti hatina inenge iri muko keshi.
Aiwa, mashoko makukutu. Tinokutendai anti kunge manga muinesu. Tiri kunzoti naDonald Mamboma. Mukoma Donald, pindai tinzwi. Aiwa, tinotenda. Taurai tinzwi.
Ndau mhosa kuti dzeva changobva sisa changobva mukutaura Tabitha. Nyika yedu yakangooma mbukisete mazera zvanizvo kuti zvichanaka sei kana kuti riini nyikaaina vanhu vanoteerera vanhu vanokoshesa zvinhu zvichane basa resimbi zvinonoedza vatungamiri vedu nevanotitonga vari mberi.
Saka munoona mutungamiri wenyika vachizotaura chii mangwana? Tinoona vane State of the Nation.
Handimbooni pasona yavachaadhiresa vangwana, handimbooni pane chichachi chataukwa. Ndizvo zvatangogara tichingohwa nezvatangogara tichiziva. Nokuti chinodiwa paka kuimplimenta mike itongoramba chitaura problem sesolution. Vanoda kuti paimplimenti zvacho zvavanonge vachitaura ndozvavanofanga kuti vaikutongoramba vachitaura nezvo zvavakugara chingotaukwa izvozvo. Kuti chakirika mabasa chakirika vachiyazodaichada hatina chatinoona pagiraundi ngavakireti vatiudze. Hatidi kuudzwa kuti tichakirika mabasa ngavakiretiwe mabasa tizozoona kuti mabasa avapo but havana kana tru
aivaaa
ndo vakakireta maproblems aya saka hatifungi kuti tine batiro ratingambowana kuvanhu ivavo hapana kana batiro kungotambisawo nguva iyazvounemiwa kuteerawo izvoive dzinohatina zvatingazvita.
Aiwa, tinokutendai chaizvo.
Hapana chinobuda tete mazi.
Ehe, tinokutendai mukoma, muve nezuva rakanaka. So Gibbs, we're hearing there from Tabitha and Donald, who are also echoing the same sentiments that they don't see anything coming out of SONA tomorrow. And Tabitha is actually saying she tried to use the EcoCash cash out system, but she could not get any money. And from what we're seeing, I saw something online where they were saying something like, there's been a ban, but I cannot substantiate that. We will look further into it and then come back and inform our viewers and our listening.
Yes, this is what we're talking about. But before I take that caller, there is a story on Zim, on ZPC Online, and it reads in part, ZANU-PF Secretary for Administration, Comrade Opet Mpofu, says the party is considering converting the Blue Roof residence to a museum or monument for the benefit of the party. So this means that maybe ZANU-PF Marvelous is moving towards getting its property from the Mugabe family. So we're not quite sure. Maybe we're going to update the story as it unfolds.
The story seems to be very fluid, Gibbs, yes. Because mm-hmm. the Minister of Information have also tweeted out something. But take mm-hmm. your guess while we are pulling out.
So we have
are saying something different. So there are two different views. But we'll come back to you. You can take your guess.
So now, Sibuyele Kubaba uRejoice Mngwenya. Kumbe ngisengakayi uRejoice Mngwenya. Baba Joseph Chuma uzwile lapha abantu bakhuluma. Abaningi bathi even state of the nation address iyayenziwa kusasa yokuchitha isikhathi nje siyawazi tule isikhathi esilutshwane ulathi khonapha. Sicela uphosela lakho khonapha baba.
Well, state of the nation address izaba khona kusasa.
Mm-hmm.
So into ekhathekile ukuthi bona abantu basilalele imisizo wena umongameli uyabe esiphatheleni.
Mm-hmm.
Kulokuzeni into yethu leyo ukuthi bona into even ingayenzakali sesihle sisola into embi kakhulu. Lohlazo esintini zethu akwazi kube khona angathi uthatha ngabe lokho asiyekeleni into ibuye even labesingizi zami bathi cross the bridge and we get there and manje thina sesigijimela ukuthi sehle silokuza singakezwa lokuthi utheni and uthi uza kuthini asimeleleni akhulume angakhuluma ke hawu sesingafaka-ke iprogramu lesikhuluma ukuthi hawu limzile uthe hayi lokhu kuyabambeka hayi lokhu akubambeki then sesingakhuluma into ezaba nomkanjo ezenza ukuthi kube lesi sinde sizokwazi ukuna sivela ngaphi siyanga.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke sizathi sikukhulule khona manje ngoba ucelile ukuthi ube khona for umzuzu emlutshwane sibongele kakhulu ungathola kusasa baba.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu to the lady over there.
Thank you. Maybe to just update, there is a tweet by the Minister of Information that came in 57 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
It says both ZANU-PF and the government are led by one principal, president, and then they say that E.D. Mnangagwa, his position regarding properties which are due to be transferred to the family of the late Comrade R.G. Mugabe is that he will honor the commitments he made. These properties will be transferred as planned. So it's a developing story. I think it's like the burial.
Yeah.
So we'll keep you posted.
Mugabe is still alive. So let's have Ubaba say Cingwane. Sizo Tumbani. Mbani, you call up Olympic Cingwane. Kunjani?
Yebo. Nkomo.
Yebo Nkomo Linjani.
Hayi ngaphila. Ngise Botswana.
Yeyibizo mbani Nkomo?
Coming to Nokankomo.
Yeah, coming to Nakustelu to Nokubananjan, Konoku, Uti, Untengo, Yamafutes Motor, Tarikupuganji, Matana, Uzotangfulo, Kunjagunja, Yaro, the state of the nation address. 1 minute, I could call a Konoxis.
Yalis of a local Kupua Wentengo, Ezimbabwe, Ezamafuta, into Tunga Kudu, Yawas in Munzana, Mobana. Kokunye singamsola uyabona singamsola ubelethi president kokunye esingeke sikhulume ngakho kathe sibathe okusolwa ngabantu ukuthi no wayengasilo qhawe but xa sesifika kuzona lezi izinto ezifana lazona lezi no umongameli umgabe wayekwanisa ukuzikontrola lezi zinto but okwakathe silokhu asisakwazi ukuthi uhamba njani sesizicabangela ukuthi kumbeni ukhwela kwenza into okwenzakala izinto lezi zabofuel kwenziwa yikuthi maybe mhlazana bakhona bakahulumende abadla ngakho kumbeni belabo belawo ama-filling station yikho sesikucabangela ngoba they don't control abacontroli abalandaba bayazithulela nje izinto zikhwele namhla zikhwele kusasa.
So pho kwenziweni kulale state of the nation address ubona niyayethula nomongameli kona
lokho siyinhlala yenza vele abantu angayitho nje ngokukhwela kwezinto into azayikhuluma nje vele yikukhuluma khonoko ukuthi uvela cela nje ukuthi ama-sanctions akhitshwe watso esikhambela la manga watso so hhayi vele kakula akulanto esingayikhangelela enhle njengakhulunywa nguye amboni maybe kungaba khona uyabe sokutshintshile singaseyiyo ZANU-PF esiyaziyo kodwa nxa iZANU-PF esiyaziyo kakula nto azayi-addressa nje etshengisa ukubana ingangenele ukhuphukeni kwezinto.
Hayi ke kuyazwakala sibonge kakhulu Nkomo ungathina kusasa baba. Yeah, so Mr. Nkomo is saying that, you know, so there may be some government affiliates or some people who are linked to the government that are benefiting from this economic chaos. So he says it will continue until things get out of hand. So he says this is very bad, you know.
Yes, let's take a caller. Hello, Mkoma Courtney.
Yes, Tete Nadra Gibbs. Masura saying.
Safira Ford, Magadi.
I want to be in the world.
That's right. Taura and your teens.
Yes. The doing Mangwana Dai was the president. Mangu Taras was the video in Mazia, Pulla, Mazarema. We will see our MDC to what MDC was here. Kubosi, our Chinese Mangwan. Turn out to Zunga as well as the Unako, Roman, a valley, Babu, and Tambra.
Aiwa.
Zoom the Tamaro, the Ramu Paris, the Wisdom, and doing that. Silvamari in Forex, Rupert Chamadar, Nana and Marie.
Mangam Shiva Badad Samari. Mam Shiva Badad Samari.
I got my full price bond, you are, but man, that was a very thing that I should. Mona, finally, this was the door, my 200 grand, the Unan, Maroon. As now we are with the Nancy Kumba, even if you need to play around, I will be budget because from Chester and Tonga and Bachelor,
Aiwa, mashoko makuku tu anjadzi muve nezuva rakanaka.
Yeah, I mean, you feel it, right?
Thank you so much. We're hearing there from a caller who says he feels that tomorrow, instead of that dress, the president should just say, I give up.
Let's bring in an economic expert.
You know, give up the power to the opposition, he says. But there's Simeon Banda, who had asked me to say hello. He says, we have a big fan on radio called Baba B. Ndevulani. Sakanzi Baba B. Ndevulani. Kana makateerera ndanzi ndikumhoresei na Simeon Banda. I hope kuti muri right kwa muri ikoko.
Yes. Let's bring in Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya. Mr. Ngwenya, I think we are hearing people saying a lot of things here, and you're an expert in these economic things, issues. So looking at where the country is heading to, you know, are you happy that one day things will come right, the president is addressing the nation tomorrow? You know, give us your take on this.
Well, look, I listening to the colleagues and citizens, I want to call it the state of distress address, SODA, because this is supposed to be a speech of carnival proportions, a speech that brings hope and excitement and energy to the industry, and you know, but it always comes with bad tidings. So we really so distressful just thinking about it. So my humble opinion, guys, is that our president does not know the state of the nation. We don't know the inflation figures. We don't know the state of the foreign reserves in the Reserve Bank. We don't know the level of unemployment. We don't know how many companies are closing. We don't even know how many citizens are outside the country. So what state does who told him that information? Where does he get it from? So we are like just a space shuttle that is rushing to the space, and we are heading towards the black hole. And unfortunately, the citizens are right. This president tomorrow should simply say, look, I want to thank you very much for supporting me, but I don't know what I'm doing, and I'm going to give up. But of course, we know that is not possible. So it is important for the president to be honest and say things as they are, that things are not in a good state. Zimbabweans should now prepare themselves for bad things to come. I don't see any light at the end of the tunnel.
How honest is a politician? Can he come out clean on the statistics in terms of, you know, the inflation rate and all those kind of things?
Look, this is why the taxpayers are paying Zimstats. They are paying the Reserve Bank governor. They are paying the Minister of Finance. These people are paid to say the facts as they are. Because even if you conceal the facts, there are so many sources, the IMF staff monitoring program, the World Bank, the Zim Court, there are hundreds of civil society organizations, think tanks, even Steve Anke, at the university in Washington. The people know the facts. So if you are hiding the facts, you are containing the facts, and they are the president, you are simply bringing your own name into disrepute, and nobody's going to trust you. So it's unfortunate that he's not going to say the fact, like the gentleman says, don't tell us that you are going to create jobs, you are going to sign more mega deals. Tell us how these deals have added quality of life to the Zimbabweans. Tell us how many jobs are being created. So I'm afraid that in our president is not going to be having the fact, and he's going to be telling more and more lies.
Thank you so much, and stay on the line. I think we've got a caller. Marvelous.
Hello, caller.
Yeah, I'm told to talk to Baba George. Baba George, what's your name, Baba?
I'm going to talk to you.
Yeah, it's from Baba George.
I'm Zizi, Baba.
Yeah, Mzizi, how would you go to when I'm going to go to the Ubona nukwamba janezi ba?
Yes. Nzana tuwe mbono wami mbona ngani Zimbabwe lapana kulobu nzimovu kuluka. Mbona kulobu nzimovu kuluka abi hondo tele mbona atesu stilwe ni mbona ngani uguza mtatis kate ute ilu mselele nilisho lelea.
Ucho ngani?
Mba ngati ya kangela katesi nizibuzi kuti njongo ya buntu mkono meka ya ui le ambono utizwa kwa nisi kuhulu nisa ngombono wami jinga ngubone.
Kuhula le State of the Nation address usasa, Baba Mzizi. Yaezi State of the Nation address, isikatesika tekele kwa kulu utu mwonga mele cheli ilizu kuti kambe kumenjani. Kuna puya wese tula lukula lelo angabantu kwa manyo mazwe. Uza kwe tula anu na ngombono wako.
Hey, mina ngombono wami ukutula nduto kule mazwe ngamla lelo nge. Ambona ukuthi kulento engayithula nje ongalalelwa ngabanye abantu nje ngendlela abantu abayazi ngayo ilizwe lethu ukuthi vele limenjani. Alila nto engibona ekuhamba kahle.
So
akhona into ongayitshela abanye amazwi abangamhlanela yona umuntu lo.
So this State of the Nation address vele incede lutho even lekhaya akusoze kuncede lutho lokho.
Hayi, umbono wami vele ambona ukuthi ungancedani ngalapha.
Pho kumele kwenziweni Baba Mzizi, kumele kwenziweni. Phela ilizwe ngelakho phela.
Ilizwe lengelethu lelana yazi ukuthi ngombono wami nje. Ngaliyani iphathi khona uliyani isikhe phathi le khona uliyani. Ambona ukuthi kulelizwe nje noma bahamba bengabe emtangweni kanje wathi ezadelethe emelika khona. Ambona ukuthi kulomtangano nje abangawekhuluma into ephinde iziwe ngabanye abantu nje kusabuse liyani iphathi khona liya. Yona le khona iphathi la. Ngaphandle singaze sithi singcenye kunoku ngaba ngcono nje singajinta iphathi kungenye iphathi nje engakhuluma. Noma kusemhlangane nje incwe ingakhuluma khona ungazwakala ilizwi labo lengazwakala. Not lezi kiyo kathi isibi.
So wena
ngibona ukuthi khona ungayilalela liphathi ke.
So wena kungathiwa lungisa ilizwe leZimbabwe Baba Mzizi. Uyayenzani ngakho?
Yebo baba.
Ungenzani ngakho?
Ubona mina ungathiwa lungisa ilizwe leliyana. Yeah, ngikwenyimele ngikuphathi liyana ekhona lesekhaya. Ngikwenyinye nje iphathi nje. Ngaphuma ngephandle kwamazwe nje ngiyecela uncedo ngiyebiza nje ama-investors ukuthi bebuye ekhaya bezolungisa nje. Kathesi ngazumisa ama-investors kungale iphathi ekhona le kunzima bantokazi kathesi ngaungabe i-investi kwi-outside the country kwethola ukuthi yona ihulumente ibona ifuna 53%. Yona i-investi isiphumalanda 47%. Yabona ukuthi into zakhona ngeke zibalanse.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mfowethu, ungadina lokusasa eh.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu
baba. So he says the only solution to Zimbabwe is to get rid of the ruling party.
Mm-hmm.
Says you can do anything in life, but if ZANU-PF is still there, you're wasting your time.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody
mm-hmm.
will listen to them. They'll do what they want, and then the country will go down.
Yes, let's take a look at what people are saying. Panopa Facebook page, Eduye VOA, Shona Pane Sibangani, Ndlovarukuti, True Caller, Ronald Bamu, Arukuti, Anzi, President ED, wakundikana kutonga nyika itopfeni edu Hilda Nkoman. Zimbabwe is not going anywhere with this government because the only solution is to give the resignation, that's all. Mkoma Simeon Nebanda ndo vangavari kukumbira vebe kutiti morese shamari yavo. Tavatava moresa, vavati we big fan ye Studio 7 tava moresa. Ronald Bamu. Anzi, ai washuri kuitwa nehurumende hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Po Chikozho, anzi pakaipa varume nyika iyi yave kutyisa. Ukataura unofa, ukanyarara unofa, ukachema unofa. So he's saying he really doesn't know what to do. If you speak up, something is going to happen to you. If you don't speak up, something is going to happen to
and
you.
So
he's literally saying, you know, this is what's going on.
He says you better shut up, right?
Yeah.
I think we've got a caller.
Hello, caller. Hello?
Oh, yes. So I'm told we have got to rejoice Ngwenya. So, Baba Ngwenya,
Chimbuwa funza, kutiva Ngwenya, munoona pane chinobuda here. Pane zvichataurwa navamunangagwa mangwana, tichinzwa zviri kutaurwa nevari kufona, vari kutaura mamirira akaita zvinhu munyika.
Chipo ndechekuti hakutaura kuti munhu wese anogona kutaura, handiti vakuru vakati muromo wedzari negwizi. Asi chipo ndechekuti pakuda chokwadi, nekuti mukanyatsotarisa hurumende yacho havana zvavanoziva. Ukabvunza kuti vanhu vasina mabasa vangani havazivi, ukabvunza kuti mitengo yemari inflation havazivi, kumari chaiyo maus dollar maforeign reserve ari mureserve bank mari havazivi, mari iri kucirculator havazivi, maindastry akavharwa havazivi. Saka ivo zvavanenge vachitaura munangagwa izvo vanenge vataurwa navari kudywa nani. Saka kungotaura chovaruti vanhu vana vezimbabwe tatarisana nedambudziko. Kana kuti ndatadza basa ndomusiya, kana kuti takutongoshinga takungorarama tangomirira kuti kuda mwari ngatibatsira. Asi kusemaone rangu handifungi kuti vachataura chinhu chinovaka, nokuti havata hapana zvavanoziva.
Aiwa mashoko makuku tu Gibbs.
Yeah, so Mr. Ngwenya, what's the solution to all this? There's one caller who said remove ZANU-PF.
No, look, I hear people talking about ZANU-PF resigning, and it's not going to happen. I mean, these guys have no conscience. They are going to keep on, regurgitating the same old lies they've been telling us, creating false stories, a facade of hope. So the Zimbabwean citizens, we now have to be prepared to do things for ourselves. If you're expecting Zesa in your house, you're not going to get it. Just go solar. If you're going to expect water, it's not going to come. Just go for a boil. If you are going to, this is now the time to survive on your own. And I think we have lost faith in government, and we can no longer trust them. So anything they're going to say is going to be lie. It's time for own survival.
Yes, yakuzwa kakhulu ke Baba Rejoice Ngwenya. Sifisa ukubikela abantu ukuthi ke esikubona kuphuma khona manje, singathi kuphuma ku Twitter ku Ministry of Information, ikuthi ke bakhiphe umbiko okuthi ibadla le ZANU-PF lohulumende balomuntu oyedwa onguyokhokhela ilizwe. Ngakho ke nxa bebona ngokwenzakala ngama properties e ZANU-PF, bathi ke bayalungisa kunoko ukuthi ile i blue roof yangaphansi kwa Mongameli omoyi Robert Mugabe iyahanjiswa ke emulini yakhe. So ke lokhu kulandela ke okwethulwe iZBC online ebike ukuthi hayi ke iblue roof kukhanya ngazani ke izathathwa yenzwe imuseum. Ngingakuphambanisi lokhu phele le mausoleum, ale kubule mausoleum ekhona ngale nesaeka. So hambelani lokhu. So lapho bathi bakwenza kube imuseum, kodwa ngapha ke information ministry to hatch lapha ke there's only one center of power.
We haven't heard that word in a very long time.
Center of power. So here is it. So it came out in a certain way.
Yes.
One principle, one president. Mr. Ngwenya, if ever one government is doing such kind of a thing, what's the impact of this economically on the lives of people, the economy itself, and everything, you know?
Well, look, I mean, this one set of power thing, you know, if there was one set of power, how is it that the proper set of power, which was meant to bury Mugabe, as Yeros Eka finally succumbed to the other centers of power? So it just simply shows you that we are being run by a government that is full of people that are contradictory. They are confused. There is no shared vision within ZANU-PF. And this is why the country is in what it is. This is why this is the only country in the world where fuel prices increase every Monday, like the London Stock Exchange. So this is the only country where citizens do not know which currency. We don't know whether it is RTGS or bonds. I mean, this country is supposed to be closed, to be shut down, and to reconfigure and reset. So we are in a state of what we are because we are being run by a government that is totally confused, and it's very unfair to the citizens of Zimbabwe.
Yeah, so akuchaya ngesinto sibili wonobona njani khona ukuthi abanye bathi i blue roof ikumele ukuthi ithathwe libandla liyenza lokufunayo lokhu kubikwa ke iZBC online ekhota ke umnumzana Obed Mpofu kuzobuya ke iMinister of Information ikhuluma okwayo isiyale. So ke kono kunxa sikhangela kutshoni
ikono ungazunandelela ukuthi nxa uMzimgabe esewaphumelela ukuthi athathe umkakhe ayemfihla ayemgcina ekhaya kutsho ukuthi sezivele sephoxala lohulumende akwethuthi ngobavele bathi bona izwi liyani kayisekukamgabe ngiyezani u-p f so njengokubona kwamina vele yikho ukuthi akwenzakala bazabaxosha khona le babatshele izizathu eziningi-ningi ye nxa indlu yezani u-p f kayisetshenziswa kwizani u-p f kodwa kuyasitshengisela nje mfowethu ukuthi uhulumende wethu lo hhayi bayabhayiza abalungisanga izinto zabo kuhle yikho ilizwe lokuthi ingakhanya ngathi lokhu lihambe emadakeni sibuswa ngabantu abavele bephambana ingqondo.
Aiwa Gibbs, kutaura kwatava tiri kuita pane nhaurwa dzatiri kubva kuona padande mutande pari zvino panyaya yeimba yevaimbova mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe kwavaigara nemudzimai wavo kuBlue Roof. Taona ZBC News Online ichitaura iyo mazwi ekuti ZANU PF Secretary for Administration vaObert Mpofu vari kuti ivo pati yezano PF iri kufunga iyo kuti imba iyi yeBlue Roof iitwe museum kana monument inchazobatsira pati. Tikaona Ministry of Information ichiunzawo zvinyorwa zvayo 1 hour ago ichiti both ZANU PF and the government are led by one principal president, one center of power yadzoka zvakare. Hanzi vamunangagwa vachaenderera mberi vachiita zvido zvemhuri yekwamugabe vachaenderera mberi vachitransfer zviri kuitika izvi. Saka Ministry of Information yabva yauya ichitaurawo kuti iyo President Mnangagwa vachaenderera mberi nekuita matransfers apa. Saka tiri kuona pari kutatsura napa Gibbs. There seems to be some kind of power play.
Another G40, eh?
I don't know.
I think we've got Mr. Dingumuzi Budi. He's a member of parliament. He comes from Plumtree. Welcome to the program, Mr. Budi. Yeah, Basekulu, can you hear me? Mr. Dingumuzi Budi, can you hear me?
There's a call that just dropped.
What is that again? Yokai Kumbo. Yokai Kumbo, Kunjan. Hello, Kumbo. How are you?
Ngibuka umhlaba esiphila kuwo wonke nje kungabukwa ngeZimbabwe kuphela. Ubani oona ezomnotho vele? Ngoba ithi into linomqondo embondweni wami iAmerika ungayakhona ibuswa nguDonald Trump omunye umhlangano nawo shona le. Kanti kwenziwa yini ukuthi yena angabi nazo iy'nkinga uDonald Trump? Kho-ke manje ukuthi umhlaba ukona ngabawuphethe kulelo khona abakulo angiboni ukuyiqinisa eZimbabwe ukuthi into zilunge ngokwe-economy, ngoba after that nakhona some problems will come in, but there's no solution to planet Earth. Ibuka ukuthi akukhulunywa nje iqiniso ngeyizanu kumbe ngu-MDC kumbe ngumtambara kumbe ubani abayokhothamela lo onumnotho kuphela kuphelo avumele umhlangano ungene ezweni kube-ke nje impilo kuhlangano kusiya phambili. Ngoba ngifuna ukutshela mfowethu, thina e-South Africa mina where the economy is far much better than Zimbabwe, as you all know. Right?
Yeah.
Kuney'nkinga zakhona la ezinzima kabi ezingasukumphansi. Ngibuza ukuthi mabe kuthi kuyiqiniso ukuthi eZimbabwe izani ihlele ukuthi ishaya abantu, kanti labo bulala be-KZN bedubulana be-ANC why kungavala umnotho wabo? Nala e-South Africa kuney'nkinga eziningi eziningi. Nami kune-state of inquiry lapha esoluzuma la egoli nayo iveze ezindaba ezinzima zabo ukuthi mazingavele eZimbabwe. I want to believe opposition parties will then clap hands and say this is what we've been telling you. But the solution is never with the politics. Those politicians abaendi bayokhothamela usathane, sathane afane imali abantu badule bonke
bausathane ngophi lo ngophi usathane wangkona lo
usathane uyophetha imali uphela hey, awubuza amakholo lapho uthi aveke eBhayibhile afika afunde uMateyu usathane uthi kuJesu zwana wena bawufuna ngukho umhlaba lo ngokugcwala kwawo uyabona lo mhlaba ugcwele kanjani kusho usathane uthi usathane bawufuna nje ngukhe ngikhothamela ungangikhothamela ngizakuphi uJesu wala ukhothamela usathane wahlala umntakankulunkulu wazwayo nahlele logwe lodwa nje qha. So ezimbabwe nje mabefuna umkhono omulunge futhi nakhona nekulunge it's not that it's 100% I know for a fact but ukuza kwenza kube ngcono ngokomkhono ngifuna ukustressa leyo point abakhothabela usathani abusa abantu afaka usathani kube nengozi lalobo bibobona kuphela la eSouth Africa abekhuluma mawungakwenza i-interview nabantwana abasevarsity abasevarsity abavarsity eSouth Africa lapha nama-colleges la
yes yakuzwa
you'll understand the corruption and the confusion the satanism that runs those institutions
hayi sesikuzwile baba hayi sikuzwile sibili sibonga kakhulu
ngizama nje ukuthi ngeze vivanele ngithi there is no solution that will come from man solution to planet earth is when sin is done away with that one is the only solution okunesikhalo namadame that is the only solution nami ngayivula iphathi eZimbabwe kayezi solution nojonas
ngalasolutionyeah thank you so much baba sibongile kakhulu yoka ligumba ungathini lokusasa baba sibongele sibili kakhulu kakhulu umnumzana lapha he says if you want to have money you have to look somewhere else and not you know these good things about politicians so now I think Mr. Dingumuzi Phuthi is back Mr. Phuthi welcome to the program hello baba Phuthi uyangizwa baba Phuthi uyangizwa kumbe awungizwa yeah his line is really bad so
kwazisa vari pano tina Godfrey Chirochierwa ari kuti please call me vaisa number dzavo po Chikozho vari pano vari kunyoro vari pano Simeon Banda Andrew Beverly Godfrey Chirochierwa atinyora zvakare tinotenda vese vari pa live feed yedu pari zvino uyezve kune avo gogo vanata vari kuti anzi ED akataura mangwana mark my words vanhu vanovhunduka ka saka ndokutaura kuri kuita gogo vanata kuti vanhu vachavhunduka mangwana pachataura vamunangagwa asi tinotenda vese vari palive feed yedu pari zvino uyezve vangwenya kana muchiripo panhare
ndiripo
tombotarisa zvatiri kuona zviri kuitika izvi panyaya yekuti ZBC inoburitsa zvimwe Ministry of Information yoburitsa zvimwe chii chiri kumboitika apa
so zvinongoratidza kuti vanhu vachawana kurongeka tongorangira kamba mazuva ainzi vamugabe vachavigwa kunational hero seka vamwe voti aiwa vanoenda kumusha vamwe voti hamheno vanoenda kupi zvinongoratidza kuti pava nekupokana nokusanzwisisana pakati pevanhu vanotonga hatikanakana imba yechinzi ndeyezano hazvichamisi kuti vampofu vari kutoita vacho vari kuti aiwa imba iyi hatakutoitora nekuti vazvibviva kanditi vangaida kuti center of power yacho vaiga chiti vamugabe ngavaende kuhero seka vari kuvakirwa museum zvaramba saka hanzi matizvidza matituka saka ndotoona fanika zvototaurwa vampofu ichokwadi nekuti vagumbuka nokuti mai mugabe vateedzera zvavanoda havana kuteedzera center of power yavamunanga wezanu pfu
bata henyu makadaro mukoma Godfrey makadii
nofara here sisi
ehe mongoti gaga nguva yedu yadyanana ndimi kola wedu wekupedzisira
okay hai ndongoona zvangu sekuti zvaakuitwa izvi nehurumende yedu izvi zvatozoudzvanyiriri zvekuti vaakutora zvimwe zvinhu zvavaakutora kutanzi zvinofanira kuita zvehurumende handi ai personal property here
aiwa ichokwadi mheno kana muine zvekutaura zvakare pamusoro pekukwira kwemafuta tibva tapedzisa
ya inyandiko zvangu kuzimbabwe zvangu ndirikungonzwa zvangu kuti mafuta akwira nhasi asi zvacho zviri kuangira kuoma manjizi
aiwa tinobonga mashuma mukoma muve nezuva rakanaka
ya tinotenda
bye-bye Gibbs, our caller there was just commenting on the last information we shared from ZBC and from the Ministry of Information. So he was saying, but what they're trying to do is not right because that property should be belonging to the Mugabes. And then he's just saying, yeah, the situation of the, you know, hiking fuel prices disturbs him, even if he's not in the country.
Yes. I'm sorry we're out of time. We have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening. Independent political and economic commentator Michael Ndiweni, former Member of Parliament Joseph Chuma, and independent economic commentator Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya. We thanks also to our listeners and viewers who joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. Join us again tomorrow. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Papa Zimbabwe.
Aiwa tinotenda vese vari palife yedu parizvino Boaz Jaya Guru ati vanhu vari kushupika tete. Thank you very much. Totenda vese vari kulive stream nesu moziya zvokuita zvinyai pakanzi share. Ini ndini Marvelous Mhlanganya huye ndiri muno muWashington.